Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There probably is nobody on this floor who likes this bill, and therefore the judgment is it better than doing nothing? Some of the business groups believe it will help. I hope they're right.
That's House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer just moments before a very late night vote last night.
Chief nose holder there, yes.
Do stop. The House backed President Obama's deal with Republicans over taxes and unemployment benefits. Takeaways Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick was there for it all. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Noelle.
All right, so the tax bill's finally passed. It goes to the president for a signature. Who comes out the winner?
Well, listen to Steny Hoyer. Nobody likes it. Let's all vote for it. That's about the best Democrats could muster on this deal.
Jeez.
Yeah. Who wins? Well, wealthier people win. They got a great break on the estate tax, and their taxes don't go up. Actually, no one's taxes go up. Yours and mine don't go up. So in that sense, everybody wins. Nobody's taxes is going up. The ultra wealthy get a great deal on the estate tax.
One little deal. Social Security is going down for some people, and that'll be reflected in payroll.
That's right. And it's actually a pretty big reduction, 2 percentage point reduction in your payroll tax. If you make, if you make $50,000, you save close to $1,000 in a year on that tax break. So that's kind of a big deal for people who get regular paychecks and pay that Social Security tax. But it only lasts for a year. And then, of course, don't forget, you want to know who one of the losers is. We'll talk about the deficit, but that's coming up maybe because we're going to have to make up that money in the Social Security Trust Fund eventually. Who else wins? Certainly the unemployed. That 13-month extension on unemployed benefits was part of this deal. So if you are out of work, if your checks stopped 2 Mondays ago and you're waiting for those checks, or you were biting your nails because the checks are going to run out around Christmas time, Congress has just come to the rescue.
That's good news for a lot of the people we've spoken to on the program over the past
absolutely.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, so relief for the wealthy, relief for the unemployed. I guess the government can just shut down now. It'll be fine.
Go home
and it may. I gotta say one more thing. Who wins? Barack Obama wins on this. Definitely a political victory, not an easy one. And he took a lot of hits and a lot of bruises from his own political base, from the left. Barack Obama, a big winner here. He reached across the aisle. He showed he can be moderate after a bruising election, chose not to have the knockdown, drag-out fight that a lot of his political base wanted. But the deal is done, and the argument is over, and it's not an argument that the White House wanted. They had to fight hard for it in Congress, but the president won. So let's give him a victory, too.
All right, Todd, let's move over to the Senate. The $1.2 trillion omnibus spending bill we've been covering all week, we've been talking about all week, was about to come up for a vote last night. And then what happened?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Noelle. You listen to the program a lot. John, I know John's going to agree with this. Most of the time, the Senate is kabuki theater. They go through the motions. This was improv. Straight up, Harry Reid came to the floor and was getting ready to call up the $1.2 trillion omnibus, complete with 6,400 earmarks worth $8 billion. And the drama here was that he knew he had Republican support. This was going to pass over the strident objections of Mitch McConnell and the Republican base, and Harry Reid was going to call it up. Well, as soon as he called it up, Jim DeMint and the conservatives said, "That's fine. We're going to have some fun here. We're going to make the clerk read this bill." And it's 2,000 pages, and the clerks told us that it was going to take 50 hours. And Harry Reid knew he had support, and we all went into the chamber to watch them call us up, to watch, a little bit of drama here. And then discussion started happening. There was shuttling going on back and forth, and it appeared as though something was wrong. There was a lot of shuttle diplomacy until Harry Reid got up at his desk to say this. Listen to Harry Reid.
And I was elated that one of my Republican friends said, "Here's who's going to support you. Here's going to support you." Up to nine. I talked to a number of those senators, and I'm not going to identify. I know I have a right here. I know every one of them. And I won't tonight or any time publicly ever say anything about who they are. But they know who they are.
Huh. You got ambushed. It's like an old-fashioned Western ambush.
Every single one of those nine senators that Harry Reid thought he was counting on his nine fingers backed away. backed away and said, we can't support it, even though they some of them had publicly supported it. Harry Reid had to yank this bill, $1.2 trillion worth. And it's not just the earmarks. Forget about the earmarks. That's the public part of this. There was $1 billion for funding health care reform in here, for implementing health care reform. Democrats are going to have to try to find that money now from a Republican House in the next Congress. Good luck. This was kind of a big deal for this bill to go down. It was the old guard's last-ditch effort to have some control over the spending process before the Tea Party-backed conservatives sort of took over a lot of the process in the House. Harry Reid thought he had it. Those Republicans told him he had it, and at the last minute, he didn't. It really was improv.
Right. Quickly, Todd, though, to run the government, they have to come up with another solution here. What's that?
That's called a continuing resolution. Right. That's stopgap spending. They have to do it by Saturday night. But now that this tough stuff is done and the big one's out of the way, they're going to have a little bit of a scrap over how long that stopgap measure will be. But they should probably get something by Saturday night.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, thanks so much.
My pleasure.